Why they use a Filipino with a P instead of Filipino?
You know, in 1968, when we were defining who we were, you know, during the strike of San Francisco State, the African Americans in those days, they were called Negroes, and they didn't want to be called Negroes. So what they did is they redefined themselves as blacks, and they changed the definition of the word black. You know, before, you know, when you say black, it had all these negative connotation and denotation. But when they redefined it, it became black is beautiful. And from that, you know, you could see the dramatic changes that's happened to that culture by just redefining the word black. You know, so with us, we created the term Asian American, which before never existed, because Asians, we didn't work together. Chinese, Japanese, Filipinos, and other Asians did not collaborate practically on anything, you know. And so that was, for us, that was a first when we worked with them. And then the Indians, they're not from India. So they said, well, they keep calling us Indians because, you know, when the Europeans came, they were lost. They were trying to find, you know, they were trying to find India, the spice trade. And so they mistook these people as Indians, but actually, you know, they wanted to be called something else, Amerindians or Native Americans. So they did that. And Mexican Americans, you know, they wanted to be called Chicanos, and, you know, there were different variables. And some of the ones from Latin America and South America, you know, they wanted to be called Latin Americans. And the term La Raza emerged from that movement. And when it came to us, they said, what do you guys want to call yourselves? So we had a group meeting, and we did some research on the word Philippines. And, you know, we found that the Philippines was called Filipinas, and from Felipe of Spain. And we found that at Felipe, you know, when they called it Filipino, Felipe died, I think, of syphilis. So we didn't want to be identified with somebody who died of syphilis. So we took the term Filipino from the word pili, which means to choose, and pino, which means fine or finest. So essentially, Filipino with the P is someone who chooses what's best in our culture, what's best in the world, and what's best all around. So Filipino is somebody who empowers himself by choosing what's best in every level. So, yeah, that came from there, you know. And we're happy with it, because most of the people who used it realize when you use the P, you know, there's possibilities, you're powerful, you know, it's practical, and you're productive, because it just goes on and on, you know. So the people who used it, mostly at San Francisco State, University of California, Berkeley, City College of San Francisco, and some other colleges, you know, we found out that by using the P, they really became productive in different levels, whether it's politics, you name it, you know, they just went on and did all kinds of good things.